Would it help if I did an accent?
It would very likely hurt, actually.
Look, the ratings just plummeted already. You guys are down with the latest form of vlogging. That already has more listeners than Helvetic now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it has a broader range of topic, right?
Yeah, and it also has episodes that we release.
Ah, good point. Yeah, that is necessary. To have listeners, you have to have episodes.
Maybe.
No, it's transcendental logic. It's flawless.
I'd never studied dentistry.
Nope. You lost me. It's like you just told me to baptize my kids.
All right. We need to... No. Okay. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to episode 129 of the Tech Reformation, where the world of technology meets the worldview of Christianity. It's WWDC week, so we are going to be talking about our favorite stuff from the keynote. We're going to be doing this draft style, so we're going to have three picks each. So once someone picks something, the next person can't pick it, and so on and so forth. So we're going to do three rounds of this. And my name is Derek Mast, and with us this week is resident Apple cynic Benjamin J. Robin.
Yes, I like that. I like that a lot.
And traitor to the cause, David McCookie.
Wow, that's fair. They were traitors first.
You have a good point. You have a good point. So, without further ado, let's get started. Random.org has deigned that Ben will go first, I will go next, and David will go last, and then we're going to rotate as we do picks. So,
okay, before I do my pick, simultaneously worst and best joke during the keynote was David when he said... how does she say it? I've searched the web for call 911. Something like that.
Oh,
Siri
jokes.
So funny and tragic at the same time.
Siri jokes are fun.
I felt okay about it because the guy did survive, but then I also felt like I was making a molehill out of a mountain.
So, Ben, what is your first pick this week?
Okay, my first pick, number one, I would like to draft Dan Bailey as my kicker.
All right. Well, David.
Wait, wrong thing?
Yes. Yeah. Different sport, Ben. Different sport.
Okay. We're
going with Blue Moon.
Number one, I'm going to go with the digital well-being stuff. I don't know if I get to do this, but there were like three things they announced as one. And it was the notifications based on the app, the screen time features, and something else that seemed less interesting.
That is a fantastic pick. I am really interested about screen time, and it is terrifying once you install the developer beta 1 on your phone, just how much time you are spending on things that I've realized this week.
Have you installed the developer beta 1 on your phone?
Yeah, yes, I did. It's very nice.
I heard on the talk show that it runs smoothly from the Apple developers.
Yeah, it runs really smoothly, which we'll probably get into in a little bit, but that's amazing. So,
are you foreshadowing a pick?
No.
Shadowing.
I'm not. I'm keeping my cards under the table or whatever the terminology is.
Close to the chest.
Close to the chest. There you go. Close to the chest.
I have to say that between digital well-being and blocking the Facebook comment like buttons, I'm wondering if there's going to be a noticeable hit to Facebook's, I don't know if it's going to be their revenue, but the data that they're able to collect, because people are going to stop using the app and they're going to stop getting tracked across the internet.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that.
I hope so.
Me too.
I heard next year in iOS 13, they're actually just blocking Facebook by default. Like you can't go to the site.
You download the Facebook app and you open it and Apple says, no, you can't visit this. So my first pick is going to be shortcuts in iOS, which is basically workflow turned into a system level app, which I am
with Siri support.
With Siri support. This is amazing.
I thought it was when you right click and say make shortcut.
No.
How are you right clicking on your phone, Ben?
You press in, David. You press in.
Ben's running a jailbroken version of iOS 9. He's super excited for continuity.
But I am really excited about the stuff that I will be able to tell Siri to do for me that I've set up ahead of time. And presumably all of the functionality of workflow is going to be in shortcuts. We will actually see later. I was not able to look at the shortcuts app because it doesn't exist on the beta yet, but I'm really excited to get a look at that, get my hands on it.
Yeah, I was watching the state of the App Union, and it looks like they made it really easy to add that stuff in, especially if you're already integrated with Spotlight. You know how Spotlight can show you different parts of your app, mm-hmm. or different parts of apps. So if you've already integrated that, it seems like it's like one line of code or something like that to add the Siri support. So.
Yeah, the Siri support is actually, there's apps that are currently, that Siri is actually pulling from already on the beta without beta support from the developer. Like workflow.
So now you're making me want to install that.
Oh, it's really good, David.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
The workflow, you can already ask Siri to run workflow actions for you. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, public beta one, I'll probably end up jumping on the bandwagon.
Do it.
Do they still do public betas?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
And that's the one where I feel like they're confident enough that, because they get, the buggier it is when they release that, the more emails they get.
Yeah, that'll probably come out in a week or two. It's usually like a week or two after the developer beta, just to make sure that they haven't royally screwed anything up. So, David, what's your first pick?
All right, so I'm trying to keep things, as I wrote this list, I sort of tried to keep developer things in mind, my list of favorite things. I'm going to go with USDZ, as Craig would say. And I made fun of this during the presentation because I was thinking like, oh, we have all these 3D file formats and we need something to combine them all into one universal format. And that's how you end up with like 15 different universal adapters or universal remotes. But it looks like they actually worked with some of the, not just Pixar, but they were talking on the talk show with John Gruber. They said that they worked with some of the major 3D app developers like Cinema 4D, Maxon. They didn't actually mention names, but they said the major ones. And hopefully that includes them.
That's
and
cool.
So if this were to really, and it's an open format. So if this were to really go out there, it would be a lot easier to, I mean, probably not many of our users or of your listeners maybe care about this, but if this were to go out and there were to be some sort of unified thing that holds the mesh data, the 3D object, the textures, and the animations all in one compact file, like that's a really big deal. And it could honestly be good for more than just Apple and AR, which AR is kind of boring to me at this point because there's no killer app. Mm-hmm. But like it could be really big for, like you could see 3D movies improve because somebody was like, oh, now I can bring this from one program over to the next. So that's what I'm excited for.
Well, and frankly, like just web stuff, like you can put these on the web and like download this file from, or just pick the file from the website and you can see the thing in your house. Like if you want to do that sort of thing, instead of having to download the app, you know, boot it up and do all that stuff. It's just there, which just really simplifies the entire process of if you want to see an IKEA couch in your house. Our sponsor this week is Valley Vintage Shop, where you can get soaps, balms, and oils made the vintage way. Whatever you need in the realm of skin or hair care, Valley Vintage has you covered with all natural, handmade products. And of course, it's Father's Day coming up. Now, it might be a little late to get Father's Day stuff, I'm trying to think, but in any case, you can always, if it's running late, you can always do the thing of, you know, you print out the image and you stick it in a card and say, hey, well, this is coming for you. And then they can anticipate it. And anticipation is fun, too. So you can get some beard balm or oil. Those are great gifts. They also have a myriad of other things that you can check out. So you can go to valleyvintageshop.com to see what they have, see if there's something there that tickles your fancy or the fancy of the fathers in your life. And if you decide to buy anything, you can use our code TECH for 10% off your order. Thanks to Valley Vintage for sponsoring this week of Tech Reformation. So David, you can start off the next draft since you got last this time. So number two.
No. Next round. Same draft. Next round.
Next round. Yes.
How many rounds are there?
Three.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and talk about something that is not developer related, but that makes me happy, because every time I go to the grocery store or Walmart, which is kind of just the grocery store, with my wife, and we say, oh, let's split up. I'll go grab socks and you go grab deodorant, not to be used together necessarily, although life hack. We can never find each other, and then we end up calling and missing the phone call because we called each other at the same time. So I'm excited for Apple Watch walkie-talkie mode.
Ah, okay, wait, rewind. Nice. Rewind. Did you just say...
Yep,
thank you. Did you just say socks and deodorant together life hack?
I might have.
Okay.
Well, when you think about it, you can make your socks last so much longer.
No, I don't get it. Nope, I've never thought about that, actually.
I'm really making this up. This is not a thing that I've actually tried.
Okay, continue.
So, walkie-talkie mode, this was really cool, too. Actually, this totally Sherlock's a particular product that we talked about probably a half a year ago at this point. It was something that came out on, I don't know if it was T-Mobile or something. Like, it was a little device that you could give to your kids, and it basically uses cell data to walkie-talkie from miles away, and you can see where they're at and everything. Just get your kids an Apple Watch, and it's pretty much the same cost at this point. So I don't know, it's cool.
Although they have to have the phone too, unless you're gonna, because you got to pair the phone to the watch, unless you go Series 3, and then you've got the $10 monthly bill. And
yeah, that's true.
But anyway, I just know my wife has an Apple Watch, I have an Apple Watch, and we're going to use this quite a bit.
Does it require Apple Watch?
Yes. It is an Apple Watch feature. It's not an iOS feature.
Okay, I can't use it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could just get yourself an Apple Watch, Ben.
They're coming down in price.
I could use my wife's and just walkie-talkie. Can you do it with just, like, to yourself or in a vacuum or something?
Well, that wouldn't make very much sense. but I think I may buy an Apple Watch and just furtively slip it onto my wife's wrist some night when she's sleeping so that we can play around with these features.
Okay, out of the mast's bedroom, moving on.
I'm going to edit that out.
What? How did we wind up here?
All right, so now it is Ben's turn in the second round. What is your second pick, Ben?
All right, I'm actually going out of order here from my list. But my second pick is going to be Quick Look plus Markup, because I use Quick Look all the time. It's probably the most used app on my Mac, I would imagine, because I'm just quick looking all the time. It's like, boom, quick look here, boom, quick look there. It's hard to say fast, actually. But now you can, like, you get little markup thingies where you can write on your document and sign it and all the things. I'm drawing in the air for the guys, but you can't. You, the listener, have no idea. Anywho, it seems cool, and I'll use it.
Absolutely. I'm 100% in agreement with you on that. Excellent pick.
Well, also just being able to take a screenshot and send it somewhere without actually saving it. I take a lot of screenshots for, like, QAing websites for my job, and it'll be really nice not to have to just clean up all the clutter on my desktop after that.
Kind of like the new screenshot tool in iOS that they just released last year, where you can delete it when you're done sending it to a friend because you actually never want it for any reason.
And you can crop it too.
Yeah.
For when you want to show a funny message that your wife sent, but you don't want them to see the rest of the conversation.
Why do I feel like we're on the way back to Derek's bedroom? Come on, stop.
Is that going to be, that's not going to be the episode title.
No,
it's been recurring at this point, and
No. I'm pretty sure I'm going to edit all of those things out.
The episode title will probably be a heavier form of flogging.
Nice. It is time for my pick. I am going to pick... I'm going to pick Memoji.
Do you have an iPhone X?
I do not have an iPhone X, but I am very much going to be playing with my wife's iPhone X once I convince her to download the public beta.
What about an iPhone X? Do you have one of those?
No, I definitely still do not have an iPhone X. But
how did she receive her iPhone X? Did she wake up with it in her hand one morning?
You need to stop coming back to this show. Now it's going to be in the episode. I can't edit it out anymore.
Hashtag explicit.
I sat on the couch. It's fine.
But I am really impressed at how Apple somehow didn't make Memoji super creepy. And perhaps that's just my opinion, because I know there are some people that think it's kind of creepy, but there's a lot of people that don't think it's creepy. No, it's super fun. It's cartoony. You can kind of make it look like you. You can't make it look super like you, but that's not really the purpose of the feature. There's so many different customization options. It works really well, or it looks like it works really well.
I think I just want to know what your use case is. Like, describe an ideal day. Derek is texting with Ben, and he's like, "I'm going to use the Memoji." How does that come up?
It became an ideal scenario whenever you said texting Ben.
It would probably be more of like Instagram or a Snapchat filter type of thing, where you're, you know, having fun taking pictures or doing silly AR thingies like that. And it's a fun feature. It's like it's totally a social networking feature. Apple is creating a social network within messaging and FaceTime, which we may get to later, to make it all so much more compelling. So for my final pick, for round three of the draft, I am going to pick, I think I'm going to pick group FaceTime with 32 people. Which is
that what we would be doing right now instead of Skype?
Quite possibly. No, I don't know.
Then I also pick it.
It's always good to have another competitor in the group video chat market, because everything is terrible. And
Lego could write a song about that.
I like the idea of having being able to have many people join in on a FaceTime chat, because that's what I primarily use with family, and often we're constrained by the number of people we can have in the FaceTime.
I got that joke, David. I got that joke.
Thank you.
I don't love the UI.
Oh, you mean the weird bubbles?
The sort of boxes that grow depending on who's talking and shrink depending on who's not talking, and then they sort of just float up and down the screen into the ether forever.
It's like a lava lamp of friends.
Yeah, there's a lot of black on the screen too, like no use of the display.
Yeah, it is kind of a, like, we needed to find a better UI, so we just kind of picked a different one, and we're going to try this. And that was like the design meeting or whatever.
You know, I haven't tried it, so I don't know. Like, the smaller bubbles could be the people making the most noise who aren't talking. Like, they could have done it in a really clever way, and the black is just because, what would you put there?
Right, exactly.
Well, certainly not this Skype UI that I'm staring at. It's even worse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not sure if I can pick, like, think of something that's better as far as group video chat goes, but so it might just be there's not a great UI for doing this, and this is the best we got.
Because humans weren't meant to video chat.
It's unnatural, Ben. We were meant to be face-to-face.
Unnatural Ben sounds like a hero.
Unnatural Ben. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, David, what is your third pick?
All right, I am going to go with, because I think everything else has been, I'm going to go with Project Marzipan.
Marzipan.
Poor Ben.
I must
Poor
have entirely Ben. Missed this. Not only did I miss that this part of my child.
Marzipan.
What the heck is happening? Get that out of here. I don't even know what that was. Ass.
Go, Rogue Amoeba.
I may have bought a soundboard entirely to be able to do that this episode.
I'm just going to shrink back into the corner here for this part. You guys go ahead.
Okay, so a more serious note on Project Marzipan. It just shows that Apple is still committed to the Mac in a way that I think will bring back some relevance. There are a lot of things that I do on my iPad that I would love to just, like, I'm on my Mac. It would be convenient to do it here. I don't want to go grab my iPad, but I can't because the app isn't supported on Mac or whatever, like Overcast or mostly Overcast.
Wait, so this is the UIKit thing, the like iOS apps on Mac?
Yeah, yes. Bringing, yeah.
When did they call it Marzipan?
It was leaked. That was the code name.
Oh. And so that's what everybody in the community is calling it.
Oh, okay. I missed that somehow.
But it was like not given an official name on the keynote, in case you're confused.
Okay. Yeah, my favorite part was when they said, are you merging iOS and macOS? No. And then they proceeded to merge iOS and macOS.
That is not even remotely the same thing.
Okay, whatever you guys say.
But I welcome our new iOS overlords, and I'm excited to get a bunch of more iOS apps on my Mac.
If this were an exercise in prophecy, you guys would be the stoned ones.
Speak for yourself. I'm already stoned. Wait, are you guys not? Is that a proper topic for Tech Reformation? Can we do
I think,
marijuana?
I think we probably
it's legal in Washington.
That's true, but I don't think there's anywhere. I don't know, man. That's okay, that's tough. It's controversial.
Though. Marijuana e-cigarettes. That sounds Tech Reformation-y.
Yeah, it has to have electricity to be qualified for the podcast.
There you go. Marijuana is technically completely natural, so it doesn't qualify as a technology. So,
yep.
E-cigarettes, though.
Yeah, e-cigarettes. There we go.
No, merging iOS and iPad would be bringing... You would have to bring AppKit over to iPad, or you would have to eliminate AppKit from Mac. Like, there's still a whole framework for building way more robust apps than UIKit could ever build. And for listeners who are not developers, like me, who is also not a developer, UIKit and AppKit are like... They are APIs or languages that developers can use to throw things onto the screen, like buttons and checkboxes and what have you, so that you don't have to build those from scratch. I know it's not a language, but from Ben's looking at me funny because he's a real developer and he should probably just explain this.
You sound like me talking about postmillennialism or something.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
Years ago, I said...
And it will get better.
If I hold on a second, if I go into this closet behind me and get out my end times charts, my Apple end times charts, mind you, it would say on there that iOS X is coming. And here we are, friends.
They will never call anything iOS X.
Not a prophet nor a son of a prophet, but iOS X is here.
Thank you, Amos.
I'm also kind of interested to see what Marzipan does, like how UIKit evolves on the Mac, and how that pushes to iOS, if there will be things that people will want for UIKit on the Mac that will then trickle over to iOS, like especially with Mac App Store updates and stuff, how they're developing the sandboxing more so that they're, well, maybe, I'm not sure why developers are suddenly interested in the Mac App Store again, but if there are improvements to the iOS side of macOS such that that starts getting pushed to iOS, that would be very, very exciting to me. I don't know if that made any sense whatsoever, but...
Where the two platforms kind of develop separately and they bring over the bounty from each other's spoils, as you would say.
Yes, yes.
I would never say that.
See, this is the only podcast where APIs pillage villages.
I will say it was a really cool way to do it when they were like, hey, remember those four apps we told you about coming to Mac? We're doing this.
Yeah.
That was neat.
Yeah.
Yes.
With
yes.
News and voice memos and something else. Although I thought one of them was going to be podcasts and it wasn't. Podcast is on the watch now, but it's not on the Mac.
It's on iTunes.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I guess. I don't know.
Well, they just need to split up a bunch of that stuff.
Right. iTunes is bloated and awful, and it deserves a ground-up restart like the Mac App Store just got.
Yeah, my new official theory about why iTunes still exists and is not a music, videos, podcasts, etc. application is because they needed to do this first so that they could port music as an app over to macOS later, maybe, with, you know, using that sort of a framework.
This would make it a lot easier to split up the apps, like all of the, so you would have movies, potentially, movies and TV as one, or I guess that's the TV app now.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know.
Now you have the TV app.
Yeah, so they could split it all up on Mac by porting TV and podcasts to Mac and then simplifying iTunes, yeah.
Is it annoying to anybody else how incredibly inconsistent the naming is?
What, iTunes?
No, just all the Apple's namings at this point across the board.
Yeah, that's mostly Steve Jobs' fault.
It drives me freaking crazy. I appreciate the iBooks to Apple Books thing because you're moving towards consistency, but yeah.
Do you think iTunes will just become Tunes?
Oh my goodness, that would be even worse.
No, I think it'll be music, TV, and blah, 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 those things, videos or whatever.
Yeah, music, TV, and podcasts.
Welcome to the new Apple Tunes. where you can get your groove on.
Apple Tunes. They will not do Apple Tunes. They will do iOS X before they do Apple Tunes.
It just has a picture of what's his name with an unbuttoned pink dress shirt.
Yeah, have Eddie Q dancing on the stage.
Eddie Q. Danced is a strong word. Anyway, my takeaway for this is that we're going to see indie developers who make little apps like, I mean, Overcast is not necessarily a little app, but like we're going to see developers who could not otherwise port their apps to Mac actually porting their apps to Mac. And that can only be good for the platform.
I agree.
All right, Ben, time for your final pick. What do you want to do to round out this draft?
My number three pick is going to be the Mac App Store refresh. And the reason is I think that it will be really good for the Mac as a platform.
I agree.
I also agree.
The fact that they got up there and talked about all of these companies, two of which are, you know, prominent indies who very publicly left the Mac App Store and now are back, is significant to me because...
But Panic is bringing Transmit, not Coda. Like, they make other apps, and they're not bringing those.
Right, so... but Transmit was on, and now it was... Like, I think they stopped
making... So was
making...
Coda.
Or no, wait.
Yeah, it was.
Because every time I install Coda 2, I have to install Coda from the Mac App Store, download Coda 2, and then activate it with the app that's in the App Store.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, it could be they're bringing it at some point, but still, it's clear they're doing something to, you know, woo developers. So, well, we'll see what that turns into.
A big TV check on the projector that says $100 billion.
Yeah, yes. That was my favorite part of the keynote. Every
Pay
time
to the when order of developers. The people we just ridiculed in this National Geographic-like documentary.
Oh, you guys all thought you were getting $100 billion checks? I can see how that would be misleading. As I'm standing here with a giant check.
Just fight amongst yourselves for this.
Yeah, they just throw out a single $100 billion check and let the developers go.
You get $100 billion and you get $100 billion.
Should we do a quick bring out your dead type rapid fire or something?
Yes, I would like to do a lightning round for honorable mentions.
Okay.
I'll start. Number one, the Measure app. You can measure things with your iPhone camera. Woo!
I could do that before.
And it turns out it's not super good.
Lightning round.
Okay, yeah, yep.
Core ML2. I'm glad that Apple's looking into machine learning and that they're devoting resources to GPU-based computing because I think that's a big thing in the future.
Machine learning is not a thing.
You're not a thing!
Continuity the continuity stuff between iOS and the Mac, you know, taking pictures to put stuff on. That stuff's cool. Yeah. I really enjoy when Apple does stuff like that.
Derek doesn't have a lightning round setting. Okay, my next thing is desktop stacks. That was so cool. Especially for, like, I only have like five things on my desktop, but the people whose computers I look at all the time that have hundreds, it stresses me out.
Yeah, if that gets accidentally turned on after Tanya installs it on her computer, she's going to hate me.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to like that. I keep my desktop pretty clean.
Me too.
Or really messy, but just the way I like it. Oh, I am excited for watchOS automatically detecting when I am exercising and when I am not exercising because I have had some 5-hour long walks that were really only 30 minutes.
Oh, that's super disappointing.
You don't think I could? I could walk for 5 minutes. I just don't have time. I could totally do it. Stop implying that I couldn't.
I am excited about the sharing photo features. Now that there are actually like decent ways to share photos via messages, I'm very excited about that.
My last one is third-party apps actually being more of a thing with Google Maps and Waze on CarPlay, which I don't use, but it seems like one big step closer towards, you know, picking your default web browser on your iPhone or something.
And I have one from Apple TVOS, or what is that called? Yeah, TVOS. And that is being able to find out what city you're looking at. Because when we have friends over, I'll play music from the Apple TV because we don't have a HomePod because I just don't like decorating with toilet paper. But anyway.
Also, you don't want white paint on all of your furniture.
Well, there's that, yeah. But people will, it is constantly a topic of conversation. Oh, where is that? I wonder where that is. And then somebody will Google it. And like, by the time that they do, another one is up. And so it'll be good to just, it's Shanghai.
And one thing that really made me very happy in the keynote was when they were on TVOS and they mentioned Canal Plus. It makes me happy. I can't explain it. It just makes me happy when someone says Canal Plus.
I wish everyone had been in the Slack when Derek heard the word Plus. Oh my gosh. It's now part of his Twitter bio. Plus everything. Derek Plus.
These are the antics that you guys could be a part of if you go to slack.techreformation.com and sign up to join techreformation.slack.com.slack.
No, except for the last part. /backslash semicolon. This is turning into a kind of flogging, so I'm going to need you to quit.
You can also talk to us on our Twitter at TechReformation and check out our stuff on our website at techreformation.com.
It's dot net.
It's dot com.
Again with the jokes I don't get.
David McCookie, thank you for joining us this week as a special guest.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. You run two podcasts so far, The Latest Form of Flogging and Helvetic, both of which I enjoy very much. You can find those on Apple Podcasts or Overcast, or if you have a favorite podcast player, you can go there.
Yeah, what would that be? Like Overcast is obviously the best.
Yeah.
And technology is neutral. Have a great day.
This has been Tech Reformation. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And I ain't looking back. No, I ain't looking back. No, I ain't looking back. No, I ain't looking back. I made my choice, and I ain't looking back. Okay, after the credits. You guys convinced me why dark mode is such a big deal. Who cares?
Oh, I really like it.
Care.
I'm super into it.
Okay, two reasons I care. One is that if they did it on the Mac, it's coming to iOS.
That would be cool.
And that's going to be handy with OLED displays. And also just, I would turn it on at night, and then when I have to just like turn on my phone to do something simple, like make sure my alarm is set, it's not going to be as bright, especially next on
year,
OLED.
Next year, they're going to do a sepia mode, and then the year after that, it'll be a product red mode.
Product red mode.
and then for Pride Month, they'll have a rainbow mode.
No.
Also, can we talk about how the one piece of hardware that they announced in the event that I really, really want, but I will never be able to have because it will have different connotations, is the rainbow watch band.
No, man, I've been saying we need to reclaim the rainbow because it's a good thing to celebrate God's covenant with Noah to never destroy the earth again with a flood.
That's right. But, you know, it seems kind of arrogant to talk about that. And every time someone asks, oh, you support gay people. No, that's not why.
I support global flooding.